President's Day kicked off a week-long recess for Congress. Not that they don't have a lot to do. There's the possible repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act and related issues affecting health and human services, and particularly its massive Medicaid program. Joining me with a look ahead, David Hawkins, senior editor at Roll Call. And David, I wanted to start off with that meeting that some senators had with FBI Director James Comey that seemed to be kind of mysterious. So what was that all about?
Well, it was mysterious in the sense that it was not announced, and it was only some reporters happened to see James Comey in the Capitol on Friday when the Senate was essentially gone for the President's Day recess. So what we think we know, although it was that he visited with the Senate Intelligence Committee members to discuss some aspect of the Senate Intelligence Committee's review of Russia's impact on the election. The senators who would speak spoke very elliptically and were very succinct in their no comments. What behind the no comments? All we think we know is that Comey was discussing sort of what the FBI has and where they are, and are they going to? It seems like they're going to cooperate with what the Senate Intelligence Committee is doing. So for now, at the state of play. Is that when they come back from the recess, the assumption is that the first and most intense review of Russia, the election, the Trump campaign's involvement therein will be done by the Senate Intelligence Committee. And it seems as though it's off to a good bipartisan start.
Because we know the intelligence community itself has a consensus opinion, so far as we can tell, that there was definitely influence by Russia. But we don't really know what the FBI thinks, even though they're tied to the intelligence community in an information sharing sense, but not really part of it.
That's right. And not to get too speculative or on this, but I think Director Comey obviously was sort of vilified during the election because of what happened with Mrs. Clinton and her emails and the on-again, off-again relaunching of the investigation. So I think he is going to be, he and the FBI, it seems, are being particularly circumspect at this point that they don't want to put the thumb on the administration, unless they are absolutely certain of whatever it is that they have that might be critical of the administration or the Trump campaign.
All right. So the other big issue when they come back will be the Affordable Care Act. And I guess now the ideas are starting to gel maybe a little bit more than they had a month ago from simple repeal and replace. Now there's repeal and replace with some particular options. What are they looking at in Congress?
That's right. So I would say gelling a little bit more, but it's certainly not jello yet or soup or whatever the cliche is. The starting point for the Republican effort seems to be the version of a new healthcare system that was put out by Speaker Paul Ryan during the campaign. He had something that was called the Better Way Agenda. It was a comprehensive agenda for Republican policymaking. But that alone, that proposal, makes some conservatives unhappy. Because in the opinion of some conservatives, it still provides too much government involvement in the healthcare system. And then, of course, the Democrats will reject it out of hand. So I would say that the state of play there when Congress went home was that the Republicans are still struggling, as they have been for 6 years, to come up with the replace part. They've got the repeal part figured out, which is they want to repeal it, they say they want to repeal it, although on that score, an absolute repeal with nothing to replace it and a repeal of the bill in total is something that many Republicans don't like, Ted Cruz being an exception. He continues to talk about wanting Congress to make good on the Republicans' promise over the last three elections, he says, to just repeal it and then put themselves under the gun to figure out how to replace it later. But many Republican politicians are very, very scared now that the Affordable Care Act is at 50% approval about repealing it without actually having a viable replacement that doesn't take millions of people off the healthcare rolls who've just gone on it.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. But some of the ideas like refundable tax credits, Medicaid expansion, or block grants for Medicaid, also the creation of high-risk pools for people that are have high risk that could be somehow priced separately. These all seem to be scattered ideas, but is there an architecture to it, I guess, is what people are...
I don't think there is an architecture to it. I mean, and several of the things you just mentioned, the refundable tax credit, which is at the core of Paul Ryan's proposal, makes some conservatives squeamish because they think that'll just... They think they don't like refundable tax credits in general. They think that they are an invitation to fraud. It's very easy to game that system. And again, they think that's sort of too much intervention. As to the Medicaid expansion or block granting the Medicaid, there are plenty of Republican governors. Remember, so 31 states have decided, I think it's 31, took the offer of Obamacare for this Medicare expansion. I think half of those states are in run by the Republicans, Republican governors, Republican legislatures, many of them not interested in a decline in their Medicare funding. So, again, it's sort of each time they come up with one proposal, it either ticks people off on if they tack to the center, they risk losing people, the Republicans do, on the very conservative right.
So nothing's going to be resolved this week and probably not when they return.
That's right. Speaker Ryan did say that they should have legislative language ready to go after the recess. But when pressed by reporters whether that meant right after the recess, he said no. So there was some talk about trying to do some legislative hearings and maybe even some legislative drafting or markups in that final week of March. I think that's now off. Congress is back for 5 or 6 weeks and before the next recess, which is in the middle of April. So I think the pressure will be on for them to get something legislatively done on paper by then.
And April is when possibly the Trump administration would come out with a request for supplemental DOD budget and maybe a plan for 2018, which I guess a lot of people hoping for some sense of order would have hoped would be out by now. Or at least this month, but that.
But no, I talked to a bunch of appropriators last week before the recess started. They were totally. They said the administration had really shown no interest yet in sort of setting a roadmap for the way forward on finishing how they're going to finish the 2017 budget, which of course listeners understand that we're operating under a CR in Washington. It expires at the end of April. I think there's a widespread consensus that there will be a defense changes to the defense budget and a defense supplemental spending for defense will have to happen by April. I think there seems to be an increasing likelihood that come the end of April, all the other agencies and departments will continue on a CR until October. But of course, by the end of April, that's pretty late in the budget cycle. By then, the new administration should have should be getting around to showing its budgetary cards, and even if they do, then very, very difficult to get it all done by the start of October, let alone or maybe even the end of the year.
Because Mick Mulvaney was just sworn in last week, and so
that's
he's
right.
probably
so
finding
he,
his way
he
around.
He talked about trying to do what they call a skinny budget, sort of top line stuff, very quickly. Maybe we'll get some hint when the president comes to the Capitol on the 28th. Maybe he will. We don't exactly know what the tenor of his speech is going to be or what particularly he's going to say. Some of the budgeteers, people are certainly hoping that he will send some signals as to how he wants Congress to handle the budget. But yes, Mulvaney new on the job. And so, you know, a lot of catching up to do. Should be noted that many other administrations in their first year took until the spring to get their budgets done. I believe the Obama the first Obama budget in 2009 was unveiled in its full form in early May.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. Thanks so much for that update.
Thank you, Tom.
You can find links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.